Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! Time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios, it's Brian B. Shining. On a throwback Thursday, as we are one day away from Halloween, all my little ghouls and goblins. It's going down on the show this morning. Still missing D. She'll be here tomorrow, though. She'll be back at it. But this morning, oh, man, we got a lot going on, including some Kansas City history in the 7 o'clock hour. As we let Mike, you take it away. Let's go to Halloween, y'all. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
At the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze, and so it looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed, cause this is daylight, daylight night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's daylight, daylight night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer, thriller tonight.
Motivate haters, better get on your job. Tell them haters, get on your job. Motivate sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Failure is a common ingredient in success. The firsthand experience of what doesn't work deepens your understanding and ability to craft what works flawlessly. Failure is the final result only when you give up. That's an excellent reason for refusing to give up. As much as disappointment hurts, it can help even more. It will focus you intensely on what you care about and motivate you into purposeful action. Nobody aims for failure, yet the highest achievers navigate their way through it regularly. Recognize that failure is an opportunity to make crucial adjustments and then to keep going. Failure will continue teaching you, as long as necessary, as long as you persist, how to succeed. If you get everything right on the first attempt, that's a sign to set your sights higher. By experiencing and persevering through varying degrees of failure, you're able to achieve an even greater degree of success. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time, highs in the upper 50s today. Right now, you are clear at 41 in Shawnee Mission. The Obamas explain what a date night it is for Michelle and her husband.
When we're both happy about date night, we're at home. You know, because we're not getting dressed. We just have a nice dinner, candles lit, music. We talk. We don't talk for the whole day because we're in the house together all day, right? I mean, we work from home. And if we're not traveling, we're together all day. So when we are going to have a really special night, it's like, don't talk to me. Save it for dinner. We're going to save it all for date night. Sometimes we go out. We still like dining out, going to dinners in D.C. or wherever we are. But that's a little less intimate. I'm too old to, I can't do dinner and a movie. I never could, actually.
I wonder how my dog Obama be macking on Michelle. And how how Michelle be receiving it. Do y'all think like Michelle got another part to her where she's like,
ew.
She got a little Cardi B in her, like, okay, let me stop, man. Candlelight, wine, on. Let me chill, man. Shout out to the Obamas for keeping date night alive. All right, somebody else who's trying to keep date night alive, but with multiple people probably, is Ray J. As he was recently at an Atlanta concert, and he explained that he's married or he's not married. I don't know. You be the judge of it.
I'm single and I love my wife because we've been separated for 2 years, but I love her. But I'm single and I'm still married.
Yeah.
And know what that is. But we legally separated and I still love her. But I'm single.
So
I keep working. And there's a lot of sexy ladies out here and I would definitely let her hang out on it. Like, I'm here for 3 days. Let's run this song to all the ladies. Come on,
son. I keep
working. You
get
14 minutes.
That dude don't know what he want to do. Kind of understand where he coming from. He's like, I love you, but Ray J needs some help, y'all. He needs some of this marriage propaganda, as Deanna would like to call it, even though it's not.
Duh.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
Missouri Governor Mike Keogh said yesterday that his state will expedite food assistance funding as the federal government shutdown delays November SNAP benefits. Keogh directed about $10.6 million, a transfer from the Senior Services Growth and Development Fund to Missouri's area agencies on aging to help provide meals to seniors. He also ordered $5 million distribution to Missouri food banks using temporary assistance for needy families funding, which is being released earlier than usual because of increased need. The Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC program, will continue operating until November. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said families should keep attending appointments and redeeming benefits as usual. The state will monitor WIC funding daily as the shutdown continues. And the Missouri Department of Social Services said it will issue benefits as soon as federal funding resumes. So slight relief. That certainly makes me feel a little better about what's going on. Not all the way for sure, because this is affecting so many people who you and I both know personally. And, you know, you see it on socials. You see it out when you walk out in the street. So something got to be done more than this. This is emergency funds, and it's fine for now, but we need something a little more permanent.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
Shout out to everybody who taps in every single day. Like my dog, Rich Harris, he be tapping in. He always got plenty of shout outs, man. Shout out to Rich Harris. You going to kick things off this morning, man. He got one more day to the weekend. I know that's the type of energy that I'm on. Let's see. Shout out to my babies, Brazilia and Annie. They keep me going and make me feel like I'm the best mama. Okay, shout out to you, mama. I see you. Shout out to Lisa Aquino. She's tapping in. And she said, condolences to the Gant family. RIP Aunt Jen. RIP, man. They never leave you. All right. Just know if you're going through some grief with a lost one, they never leave you, man. They always in your spirit. So shout out to Lisa and the Gant family for real. Let's see. Hey, I want to say shout out to my mama, Amicia Black, and my grandma, Kathleen, living my best life back there. Always here for me. And the reason I'm inspired by so many things. Okay, cousin. More on the Hustle and Shine text line. Aunt Carisha, shout out to you. Anastasia Jackson said, good morning. Sending prayers and love to everyone in Jamaica. Okay. Okay, Anastasia, I see you. Yes, shout out to all the cousins in Jamaica. Shout out to Deuce, JJ, and Ken. Have a great day. Let's see. The Redmond kids, shout out to y'all for tapping in. And also, shout out to the Unity House once again, as they are providing affordable housing for veterans and homeless individuals and also returning citizens. So, thank you for everybody that's tapping in on the Hustle and Shine text line. There is some news in Kansas City's Westport this morning, as the Kansas City Westport Community and Improvement District, the CID, is in the middle of a federal civil rights lawsuit.
Now, there's more than one. It's two similar but separate federal lawsuits claim efforts have been made to shut out black business owners and DJs through quote-unquote good neighbor agreements. Three black businesses, Euphoric LLC, UniKC LLC, and The Source LLC, are seeking $70 million in judgment for expected revenue and interference with the business's ability to sustain and profit. Yeah, it's been a lot of smoke over there in Westport. Yeah, it might could be some fire. We don't know. I know that DJ Street King is involved in this. You know, he's looking for justice as well as a number of other people. So we'll keep y'all updated and we'll keep y'all tapped in on that story as it develops.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 on your time today. Look for highs to top out in the upper 50s. Currently, you are cool and clear at 42 in Westport. Oh, boy. Total was recently doing a radio interview where they discussed how they had to run up on Wendy Williams back in the day.
She was playing with our money.
She just was disrespectful.
And we had already sent a warning.
Yeah.
And then she just kept saying, like, first, Wendy was just like, oh,
she
y'all can't
some
sing. We came up to the radio station. We sang. She was like, oh, we sang a cappella. She was like, oh, y'all can sing. It was just like, oh, they're Jersey, and I hear that they can't pay rent, and they can't pay their rent and stuff. And we were like, you know what? Enough is enough. Kima was like, huh, can we go up there? Talk that stuff right now. And then her husband at the time, security, he had said something to our security, like, come on, man, come on. And she ran to the car. She got in the car
and stuck her middle finger out the sunroof.
Now, I know that Wendy Williams is more revered now, but back in the 90s and 2000s, she was a menace. Okay, let's not forget that.
How you doing?
She was. There was plenty of people who did not like her. When Whitney Houston had to say something to her, she called up on the show one time. Now, and I'm gonna tell you this. This is why I don't be wilding out and doing all that, because look, that's some smoke that I don't want from nobody. I don't want nobody to feel like they got to run down on me. Now, it might be the other way around. Well, then that might be another story for another day.
How you doing?
Moving on to Drake and this Kendrick Lamar beef. It just will not die, y'all. Drake has officially appealed the court ruling that threw out his defamation lawsuit against Universal Music Group over Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us. The notice of appeal was filed yesterday. It marks the first step in trying to overturn a federal judge's decision earlier this month that Drake could not sue over Lamar's lyric calling him a certified you know what. According to Billboard, the appeals process could take more than a year. If Drake wins at the lower level, the case could re-enter years of renewed litigation. This could have been forgotten about a long time ago, and Drake could have been on his road to redemption if he had just let it go and just take his L in peace. But yeah, y'all see what happened.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Sarah Rector is getting a special street in her honor, as the Kansas City Council is keeping her legacy alive by designating a street in Kansas City, calling it Sarah Rector Way. You can witness her incredible story in the new movie called Sarah's Oil, coming out November 7th. And here with us, Hustling and Shining, we have Sarah Campbell, Cheryl Fleming, Deron Campbell, and Sharon Campbell Marshall, who is all involved with the Sarah Rector Foundation. Good morning, everybody. How you all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Good morning. Now, explain to us and our cousins in Kansas City who may not be up on the story about Sarah Rector, and what do you admire most about her?
Sarah was part of the Muscogee Creek Freedmen Nation. She received land allotment, and oil was struck on that land allotment when she was 11 years old. And then she became the youngest, America's youngest black female millionaire. And her life changed drastically from there. So I would say what I admire most about her was her resiliency, the resiliency that it took to move through that era as a Black woman and a millionaire. She had to maneuver in circles where she was not wanted. She was shopping in department stores that had to close because she was African-American, and Blacks at that time was not allowed to shop in department stores. So she had to send off and had handmade gowns, and she had to go in department stores after they closed to be allowed to shop. She was criticized in the paper. It was just resilient. She was powerful. She was strong. She was resilient to be able to maneuver through all of those things and still survive. So I would say that's probably her biggest legacy for me to try and carry on.
Here at KPRS High 103 Jams, we're celebrating 75 years in Kansas City, and the history of Carter Broadcast Group is legendary, and legacy is something that I know is near and dear to you all's heart as well. So how does it feel to be a part of that legacy, and how do you feel like it's shaped your identity?
This kind of lends to the strength and the legacy that Sarah passed down. One of the main things that was important to Sarah was education. And she passed that on to our father. And he brought that legacy to us and expressed the importance of education. And that's one of the main things that we want to also express throughout this foundation. So we plan to continue her legacy with education. We want to partner with groups, with agencies out there to work on literacy, underrepresented children, to provide some mentorship and tutoring and different things like that, because that was one of the values that Sarah Rector believed in and passed on to our father, who passed it on to us. And we want to continue to honor her legacy through educational programs throughout the community.
We're up hustling and shining with some of our new cousins that we done just met, a part of the Sarah Rector Foundation, discussing the upcoming film called Sarah's Oil Film, will be out November 7th. Anyone, take the floor. Could you dive deep into this film, Sarah's Oil, and what you would like moviegoers to take away from this movie?
I had a very passionate, loving relationship with my grandmother. I got to share a lot of different things growing up from age 5 through 14 when she passed, but she passed way too soon. She was just an amazing grandmother. And with regard to the movie, I found that the movie really represented some facet of her life that I am aware of and got an opportunity to share in, to include the properties, the farm, the mansion buildings at 10th Street and her home, 3 homes on Lock Ridge. So when I see that in the movie, it just kind of brought back all of that love that I have for my grandmother today. I really think they did a wonderful job in expressing what Sarah's life was like up to age 11.
How was she as a grandmother? What, like, did she cook something real good that you loved? Did she caress you a certain way? What was that like growing up with her as a grandmother?
Oh, my God. She was amazing to me. At 5 years old, I recall her picking me up, taking me to school and picking me up and bringing me home a couple times. In so doing, she would go shopping, and she went to a couple of stores that I recall. Emery Bird there, which was on Petticoat Lane, downtown Kansas City, Missouri, in addition to Wolf Brothers on the plaza. What I didn't know at that time is when she would pull up to those stores to go shopping, she would leave me in the car with her driver. And of course, I would cry and have a fit because I wanted to go in the store with her. And she had to explain to me that she would be right back out and that I really couldn't go in the store. This one particular day, she went in the store and I cried, had a fit, climbed over the front seat, and hit my head on the rearview mirror on the dashboard of her Cadillac. Also, on birthday, she never forgot that I loved Borden's butterscotch swirl ice cream. Mm. And then coming over and doing my hair, that was special because that was like one-on-one time between she and I, as well as with all my other 6 siblings under me. So I learned to appreciate those as I grew up, and her doing my hair from 6 to 7 years old up to her passing at 14.
This morning, we're talking about Kansas City history. Sarah Rector, an American oil magnate since childhood, she inherited land here in Kansas City. It was surprisingly discovered to be oil rich. So she was known as the richest colored girl in the world growing up in the early 1900s. And she's from right here in Kansas City. And sharing her story are some of her grandchildren, a part of the Sarah Rector Foundation. Ahead of her new movie that's coming out about her life. It's called Sarah's Oil. Could you all just break down a little bit more of us how she was as an actual grandmother to you all and how she loved on you all?
She was a doting grandmother, if you will, because she had a farm and that's where she would have her family time. And she was absolutely huge in cooking and preparing meals for the family. And she passed that down to our father. And he was the chef in our home, and he cooked the most amazing meals. On Sundays, we always had greens and ham or turkey and baked beans, macaroni and cheese. All of these things he learned to cook with his mom because his older brothers went to live with their father. So he was raised almost like an only child. So she taught him everything he knew how to cook. So she had some absolutely amazing meals, and she passed them down to him.
As well as baking skills.
Yes, I mean, they made homemade sweet potato pies, lemon meringue pies, German chocolate cake, all of that.
Y'all need to stop.
Scratch.
Y'all showing out now.
Yeah. Right. Do we need to be a part of the family in order to get these recipes or what?
Wow.
Definitely
sounds amazing growing up with Sarah Rector, I must say. Being the older of I remember many times that she did come over also and spent the night with us. So that was huge for me because I got to lay on the floor in front of the sofa where she slept. And that was just, it was just something else. I don't know how to describe that other than I looked forward to those days when she would come over, and mainly on the weekends. Sundays was a kind of a thing for me because I knew on Sunday she's going to do my hair, you know? So that just made it all the more special. She was just an amazing grandmother. You couldn't ask for anything more.
To us, she was Sarah, our grandmother. To the world, she was the youngest Black female millionaire. But to us, she was just our grandmother.
Yeah.
You sound like some amazing nostalgic memories you all have. So just hearing it in this conversation and beyond excited to learn more about your family's history, which is now carved into American history on November 7th.
Mm-hmm. And it all culminates with the Sarah's Oil film. We appreciate you all sharing your story and sharing such personal, deep family connections with us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing, please.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
TMG, the Morning Gossip, is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Currently, you are clear at 45 on the east side of KC. So, if you're a fan of hip hop, well, the numbers ain't showing because for the first time in 35 years, a hip hop / rap song is not featured in the top 40 of the Billboard 100. It's the first time since 1990. So, with Kendrick and SZA's song Luther falling out of the top 100, no hip-hop song currently is on the chart has cracked the top 40. So, this ain't happened since Biz Markie's Just a Friend in 1990. Yeah, man, it's just the state of music and where we are right now. I know y'all tired of a couple things, and you know I'm tired of a couple things. But don't look, this theme's, they're cyclical. It'll come back. Don't worry. It ain't dying, okay? I know one person who we can't blame for those numbers is Glorilla. Listen to how her and Ciara, they interact, and Ciara has a hard time understanding Glorilla with that thick Memphis accent.
It's a through.
It's a what now?
It's a through.
A through.
F-E-W.
Oh, through. Oh, duh. I know what you be saying. I didn't know what you were saying because I know Glorilla's language, so you know her accent.
He said, duh. I knew what you be saying.
Yeah. It just took me a second. Okay. A fur. Okay, I got it.
Since when do you add an R to few? A fur. Let me hear that. Hold on, let me see it.
It's a fur.
It's a what now?
It's a fur.
A fur. Okay, it sounds like she kind of forcing that a little bit. I'll leave that alone. Just, I don't want to hear Glorilla in a Baltimore accent. That's the last thing we need right now.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those ambitious, mysterious, and resourceful Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy 29th birthday to NBA player for the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker. Happy 55th birthday to legendary actress Nia Long. Happy 62nd birthday to TV actor Michael Beach. Happy 41st birthday to supermodel Eva Marcille. Happy 33rd birthday to TV actor Taquan Richmond. Happy 68th birthday to movie actor Kevin Pollak. Happy 84th birthday to Ain't Nobody Came to See You, Otis. Otis Williams from The Temptations. Happy 60th birthday to former TV actor from A Different World, Charnell Brown. Happy 71st birthday to legendary musician Tom Brown. And happy 24th birthday to actor Jaheim Toombs. All right, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Brianna Pierce Nunez, Jasmine Coleman, and Simone Squire. Sending birthday love to Alicia Young, Marizzi Sanders, and Morgan McCoy. Happy birthday, Autumn Sage Osborne, Mercedes Baker, and Phil Castleberry. Sending birthday love to Charles Davis Sr., Barbara Mariah Union, and everybody else born on October 30th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This Miss Cindy.
What's your check engine light looking like?
I told you I just got that truck.
So I assume it's off?
Yeah.
Good. It better be off. Lord, I don't want you stuck out here, Miss Cindy. All right, this Halloween weekend, your shot at $1,000 could be, you know, you could be $1,000 richer tomorrow. You ready to finish these lyrics?
Let's do it.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating.
Robbing little kids with bags. Mm-hmm. Till an old man got behind our rack.
What?
Until we speeded up the pace. Took a look back.
And he was right before our face. You gonna keep going? That's good. Hey! Hey! Okay, Miss Cindy, you showing your age right there, boy. You sounded good. That means you got your name entered into that contest with that $1,000 and some free fall cash. How much of that are you giving to Hustle and Shine in the morning if you win tomorrow?
I'm taking all that to Alabama.
Okay. All right. You go have fun down there in Alabama. All right, Miss Cindy, go ahead and tell the town what morning show, the only morning show that's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.
Making that real money.